here. Where have you been? You've been all over the place.
Yeah, but you've been hiding from me.
Not hiding.
You are hiding.
Not hiding.
You're hiding.
I'm not.
You guys think Crank is hiding? Like, you've been hiding like Zam Wessel.
I don't know what that means.
You're not a real fan.
Fan of what?
Things.
What kind of things?
The movie Things.
What's the movie Things?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Nobody's a fan of that movie.
Okay. So, yeah. I guess, welcome to week 995.
No.
Of the Crankcast.
Yeah, he got you.
I couldn't hear him, so he didn't get me.
He got you!
He can't have got me if I didn't hear him.
He got you. Trust me, he got you.
I don't think it works like that.
It does! It does work like that!
Okay. Anyway, how was Memphis? that exciting, huh?
It was okay.
Oh. Okay.
It was downtown. And downtown is not a good place in Memphis.
Isn't it?
No, not really. Nobody likes to go downtown in Memphis.
Huh.
And I think it affected the show.
Well, that's a bummer. Why'd they move it down there?
I don't know. I'm guessing there was probably a thing with the last venue or something like that.
Mm.
But yeah, a lot of people there, like guest-wise, and I forgot my clothes.
Oof.
And ended up having to buy new shirts at the West Memphis Walmart.
I thought that was in Arkansas.
Yeah, the West Memphis, Arkansas. It's right across the river.
Oh.
So I just crossed the bridge and I'm in Memphis.
Weird. I didn't realize.
Look who's talking. You live in a town exactly like that.
I just didn't. For some reason, Arkansas just seems further away from Tennessee than that to me. I don't know.
No, it's across the river, Kentucky.
My geography, I guess, is not strong.
Hmm. You must work on your geography, my son.
Yes.
Only then will you become, I guess, somebody that knows more about geography.
A master map maker.
A master map maker.
Yeah. Cartographer, I think.
A cardiologist?
A cartographer, I think is what that is.
A cartographerologist?
I am the cartographer never mind. Too many.
But it was, otherwise, it was pretty good. Nice hangs. Good hangs at the show.
Good.
Good hangs. Had dinner with Andy Parks and Kevin Nolan. That was nice. Cool. You don't do that every day.
So. No. I mean, I'm sure their families do, but yeah.
Yeah, their families probably do. Yeah. That's a good point.
I mean, you know.
It'd be weird if they didn't.
Provided they have families and aren't bachelors that do nothing but hang out in their houses.
Oh yeah, I made a pen for Challengers that says my parents are dead in the shape of the bat symbol.
Okay.
Speaking of not having families, is why I said that.
Gloomy.
Well, I thought it was funny, and so did Patrick.
Good.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I'll make a t-shirt so you can wear it to Thanksgiving, people without families.
My parents are dead.
My parents are dead. It'd be especially funny if you wore it and your parents aren't dead.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like you're trying to say something.
My parents aren't dead, but I wish they were.
Oh, that's rude. I like Mama Crank.
I wasn't speaking as myself. Jeez.
Oh, it sounded, I mean, that's what everybody else got out of it, I bet. That's what I thought.
Yeah, you're putting the old spin on it like the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm. You are always trying to talk about politics now.
Well, understandably, I'm a little tense about next Tuesday. So, yeah, I might slip in there a few things,
Well,
you know.
I'm not gonna have it. I'm not
Wow.
gonna let you. I'm not gonna have you. What do you call it? I'm gonna get off my cloud.
Says the guy who
My cloud.
used to do a anti-Trump cartoon.
Yeah. And look what it did to me.
Yeah.
My beard is all gray now.
Give you tiny hands. It's catchy, you know.
Hey, answer me a question.
If I can.
Is it dumb to trade a guitar because you want a different color?
No, why would it be?
I don't know, because if it's a perfectly fine guitar.
I mean, it's like trading anything for anything if you want the other thing more, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, if that guitar that you're trading means less to you than the thing you would get from it, then,
Yeah, that's the thing. Well, here's the thing, as we have both discussed and have discovered ourselves, unless you play it, there's always a chance that the guitar that you think you're going to like is not going to be, just won't feel good. You know what I mean?
right. Are you
And you
talking?
might think it looks good, but you won't like playing it because it's not fun to play.
Is this a thing where you don't have the opportunity to play it beforehand?
Yeah, it's that. I
Okay.
mean, I on paper, all the specs are the exact same as what I have. It's just not a, it's a different color.
Right,
It's
right.
all. So theoretically, but you can never tell until you're playing.
Right, yeah. I mean, as much luck as I've had buying blind,
Yeah.
I have gotten a couple of clunkers.
Oh, I have too. We both talked about it. That's why I mentioned it. That's why I asked you instead of anybody else.
But you know how to set up a guitar now, right? You took a class for that.
Sort of. Actually, there is a place giving free setups in a workshop tomorrow, and I'm thinking of going to that.
Because I've yet to run into anything that was so bad I couldn't put a little work into it to fix it.
Well, there are a couple that I have that I just can't seem to get right, and so it's always something. It's kind of like handiwork, you know. I can look online at a YouTube thing and theoretically know how to do it, but when I put it into practice, it never works quite exactly right. So it's like I should have just spent the money and had somebody do this instead of wasting my time like this, because I didn't learn anything. I can't do it any better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I always figure that it's worth me giving it a shot because if I do get it right, then I don't have to spend the money. But if I don't get it right, I'm no worse off than if I would have just went and paid somebody to do it.
I
You know?
guess.
I mean,
You're
'cause
no worse off, except that you wasted a day or something like that, though.
I mean, setups usually don't take that long. And
Oh, for me, it does.
like
I'm not very good.
I can tell if I'm not going to be able to do it after I've messed with it a little bit. Like,
Yeah.
I might lose an hour or so, But that's, I don't know, Depends on what setups cost in your area too, I guess.
They're usually, I mean, I think the nationwide average is about 100, right? 99 bucks.
I don't know. I've never actually paid anybody to do it.
What? Really?
I've always just if I got it like if I couldn't get it perfect, close enough was good enough. So, as long as I got it to intonate correctly, I was mostly happy.
You
Like
got that. You like that high-ass action anyway, don't you?
bass player.
Yep. I remember that. I remember that from the bass that you brought in. And I was like, dang.
I mean,
And that's why I made fun of it, and
oh
you got mad
no,
at me.
that wasn't normal. That thing was it had been sitting around for a while and was subject to like temperature changes and shit. And
Yeah.
I hadn't even touched it in a couple of years.
So you admit that it wasn't very playable.
I had to adjust the neck, yeah.
Oh, and then you got mad at me.
We've
How
gone over
dare you?
this, dude.
Yeah, but
My beef, my
you
beef,
haven't admitted that I'm right yet.
my beef.
That's why
Yes,
we're
I
going to
have.
keep
I said
going.
I have told you I needed to fix it afterwards. But my beef
Okay.
wasn't with you having trouble playing it. My
It
beef was
was
with
with
you
me being rude.
ragging on me when I was doing you a favor.
Yeah. Well,
'Cause you were in a tight spot. So yeah, we've gone over this, man.
No.
And that's also a 20-year-old like thing. You're still bringing it up.
I'm gonna always bring up stuff. How long have you known me?
23 years,
Yeah, that's right.
I guess.
Get used to it.
I think, right, 2001 was when I met you.
Get used to it. Yeah, 2001 sounds right.
Or early 02. No, it was 01. I met you before I moved to Chicago. So.
Been not very, I mean, I moved to Chicago in 2001.
02. You moved there after I did, I remember. Because I helped move you in. And that's when that gun clip fell out of the couch.
All right, the gun clip that fell out of my couch. I forgot about that. That is something I didn't expect.
Yeah, that was kind of surprised all of us, I
Where the
think.
hell did that come from?
Where the hell did it go?
You took it.
No?
Yeah, you did.
Mm-mm.
I thought you did.
No. I probably should have. I
You
had a
didn't take the gun clip.
I had
I could have sworn you took
a, it
it.
was a 9mm clip, and I had a 9mm with me at the time. Not with me, but
I,
in town.
well, I didn't take it. I thought you did.
No. Did somebody just throw it away or something?
I mean, I don't have it, so I didn't take it.
Strange. It's one of those weird things we may never know. Again, 20 something years ago. What else was I gonna say? Oh, I read a bit of sad news earlier today.
Uh-oh.
The other Hildebrandt, Greg, I think, died.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
He wasn't really that old either. He was like my dad,
Not really.
like my dad's age.
Yeah. Well, that's gonna happen.
So that's, yeah, that's the last new Hildebrand artwork we're ever gonna see, I guess.
I don't think he'd been making much anyway, was he?
I thought the article said he was still working. Yeah.
Oh,
Like
well.
doing work for like Hasbro and stuff like that and Marvel.
Well, I don't know anything, do I? I'm dumb.
I didn't know either. I mean, I just read that article this morning, so.
No.
Because they were touching on like how they took the original Star Wars poster and redid it because Lucas didn't like the original one.
Yeah. That was a good poster.
Yeah, iconic.
I mean, if it's not gonna be what's his face? Who's the guy? Who's the poster guy that everybody loves?
Frazetta?
No, not Frazetta. How many movie posters has Frank Frazetta made?
Frank Frazetta's done a lot of posters.
Movie posters?
I think so, yeah.
I don't think so.
But,
Who is the guy? Why
like,
can't I think of the guy?
wasn't the Conan poster Frazetta?
Who did the movie posters? Sean, the illustrator, did all the movie posters. Struzan.
Oh, Struzan.
Drew Struzan. Yeah, if it's not going to be Drew Struzan, then you want that. That Star Wars poster is pretty damn famous.
Oh, yeah.
So,
The article
no,
mentioned.
he mostly did like book covers and stuff, right?
I'm looking it up
Yeah.
now. Frazetta movie posters. Well, let's see. Fire and Ice.
Well, that's not fair because that's basically Frank Frazetta the movie.
The Old Secret of My Success from 65.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Peter Sellers movie After the Fox. It looks like he did a bunch of stuff in the 60s. Hotel Paradiso. The Busybody. The Fearless Vampire Killers.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool.
The Night They Raided Minsky's. Yeah, it looks like he just did a bunch of stuff in the 60s from what I'm seeing here. Early 70s. Oh, here's one from 73, Luana.
Luana?
On April 15th, 1960, a plane crashed in the... It's a Sheena ripoff, or a Lady Tarzan ripoff, or whatever.
Juana Man?
Luana. Anyway, yeah, so... Yeah, he did movie posters. Oh, he did a poster for Clint Eastwood's The Gauntlet.
The Gauntlet? I don't even remember that one.
Yeah. Huh. So, anyway...
You did that on purpose.
This can't be right. According to this, he did the Mad Max poster.
No, he probably did a Mad Max poster.
Well, this looks like the one. He's from the first movie. He's in his uniform with a sawed-off gun and that. But that can't be right. I don't believe it.
I don't either.
Anyway, though. What else is new? Friend Mike?
Nothing, Frank Crank. What have you been doing while you've been avoiding me?
October was a weirdly dumb work month.
Yeah? You say that every time we talk, though, now.
Things keep getting bunched up, and then when I did finally was trying to get a hold of you last week, you were already on the road, and I didn't realize you were going anywhere.
You've been doing that a lot lately.
Well, you've been on the road a lot lately, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, he did Mad Monster Party.
Mad Monster Party?
It was a weirdo Halloween-y horror-themed, like, part animated and part something else kind of deal. It's one of those fun things, but, like... And his style... I'm looking at more Frazetta stuff. But I like his style, wasn't always the same thing over and over. Like, he had a couple of different styles.
Style.
He actually did have some stuff that was, like, more cartoony looking. And some... I'm seeing a couple of things here that look sort of like... You know how, like, fashion art looks? With long, willowy people and stuff like that?
Yes. Some would say that...
Very line-arty. Kind of stuff like it.
Yes,
I'm seeing examples of that. I'm just looking up Frazetta stuff. I didn't realize he was so varied.
Buried.
Yeah. Anyway, man. Nothing exciting here. Did you have a good Halloween?
I didn't do anything. I watched Agatha all along. That's all I did.
Did you watch it all the way through?
I watched the last two episodes.
How was it? I heard good things about that show.
It's entertaining. It's entertaining enough. It still has that Marvel TV show of, like, a lot of time spent, and at the end, it's like, well, nothing really happened to that. But it's way more entertaining than a lot of those are.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, a character like Agatha Harkness, and they made you want to watch something about her. That's quite a bit, you know, because that's a boring fucking character. I don't know. Maybe they've done stuff with her in the past 20 years. But when I was a kid, she was just the spooky nanny for Franklin Richards.
Who was... Oh, no, that's not the same person. Who was the lady... Okay, and the Spider-Man animated from, like, late 80s, mid-80s? Or no, the 90s one I'm thinking of. There was that weird... Was that Madame Web?
Probably.
She was, like,
the old lady that showed up?
Yeah, it was probably, she was, Madame, like, Web. A multiversal person or something?
Yeah, that's Madame Web.
Okay, so that's that other movie then. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I get some of those characters just mixed up.
Yeah.
For no good reason, but mostly because I guess I'm just not that familiar with them. Like,
well, you know, I stopped really keeping up. So a lot of stuff that I think is like, they really changed that is not changed. It's like stuff that actually happened in the book.
That's just because you haven't read it in 30 years or 20
years.
Yeah.
Before. Well, you know, even stuff I thought I was familiar with, Billy and Tommy, the Scarlet Witch's kids. I thought I knew that story, but I forgot, you know.
Sorry, I thought there was background conversation there.
There was.
I definitely don't really know anything about, 'cause I mean, especially like I wasn't a big Scar. I mean, I remember the Vision and the Scarlet Witch miniseries, I think, from the 80s.
Yeah.
I think I had that when I was a kid, but I don't even really remember much of that. I didn't read a lot of Avengers or anything, like.
Yeah, I mean, I did t I did I didn't really either. Vision and Scarlet Witch weren't my favorites, but I did, had a time where I just bought everything,
Sure.
So I did have their original miniseries
I
and
think
all
the
that
only
stuff.
reason, I mean, probably the biggest reason I would have had that miniseries is just because if a miniseries came out, I used to buy it.
Yeah,
Because it was the
sure.
easy, bite-sized kind of,
Yeah,
didn't have
sure.
to follow it for a long time or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that was right in that period where I was buying like all those, especially the Marvel minis. I don't know, was DC even doing really minis back then? I don't remember.
Yeah, everybody was, yeah. Marvel did more of them.
I guess I didn't read a lot of DC comics as a kid either.
I don't think that's uncommon. I think a lot of kids started out with Marvel.
Wonder why that is. Because, I mean, DC had, like, Super Friends on and stuff like that.
Well, the old thing is that Marvel was more of a young kids comic company. DC's characters had been around for a while, and Marvel's were newer. And plus, they were, I guess the old argument is that they're more relatable.
That could be. I do remember thinking when I was, like, not a real young kid, but, maybe just pre-teens, going into my teens, thinking that DC compared to Marvel, DC seemed a lot more two-dimensional, like their characters and stuff.
I thought of them as like I liked smaller char I liked street level characters, and DC didn't have any of those. I guess Batman, but even he was such a cartoon at that point.
Oh.
The TV show made him into such a weird thing.
Right. Well, even, I mean, growing up watching, like, the Super Friends and stuff like that, even that was all pretty
Yeah, exactly.
simplified,
They
I guess.
were this like stereotype of superheroes, right?
Right,
So,
and like in every superhero had their like exact opposite as their nemesis or whatever. Like,
yeah. And Spider-Man wasn't that. Spider-Man was a kid like me, so.
I mean, now having said that, I did read DC, but it was like
I
more.
did after a while, yeah. But that was when I started like, oh, I'm just going to buy every comic ever made.
I just didn't buy
Because
it.
I have that kind of personality.
I really didn't buy. I didn't buy like Batman or Superman or anything. But I remember reading Warlord. And
You picked the most obscure one to get.
well, I guess. I mean, it was like Warlord, Atari Force.
Yeah.
What was the Night Squad? I think.
Yeah, only you remember Night Squad.
That was a good book.
Even though that's a perfect comic to bring back now,
Didn't they try?
since everybody's into like superhero like monsters.
That's true. And the whole thing was like they were Monster Hunter monsters kind of things, like.
Yeah.
And I think I used to read. No, that was later. That was back, or like end of the 90s, like when I was reading like House of Secrets and stuff like that when they brought that back. Although I do think I did have some of those like DC horror comics and stuff here and
Yeah.
there. I just didn't buy them regularly.
I had a cop the only horror I didn't like horror comics, they actually scared me. I had a Weird War Tales that really scared me, and I brought that up in a panel in Cincinnati actually, and Evan Dorkin made so much fun of me on that panel that I was like, "Oh God."
This really that big a deal? Like.
Yeah. It was a panel on horror comics because I was doing Revival at the time, and he was just relentlessly dug into me about being scared of Weird War Tales.
Oh, good thing you didn't tell him about the grandfather clock.
I never tell anybody about the grandfather clock. You do. You are the one that keeps that alive.
Just keeping the spirit alive, man.
Yeah. And just like a horror movie, when I get killed by a grandfather clock, you're going to be really sad. You're going to be like, oh, I should have listened to him.
Or I'll just say, damn, it was true.
Yeah, you will, and you'll probably cry.
Oh, probably, yeah. I mean, I might not actually shed the tears, but they'll glisten in my eyes. You'll see like that quivering,
Yeah, you've hurt me.
I'm trying to think, like, I don't know, I can't remember. My buying habits are fading from my head. Like, I can't really remember what all I bought when I was a kid.
Well, like I said, I just picked anything. If it was on the stand, I bought it.
I mean, I know I followed X-Men and New Mutants, like in my preteens and early teens. Well, preteens, because by the time I became an actual teenager, I didn't have any money. And I was becoming a musician at that point, so.
Yeah, you were spending it all on stupid things like a different colored guitar.
Yeah, I was more worried about music and girls than comics for a good chunk of that period. And then I realized, later on, hey, I can like comics too.
Yeah, that's right. You couldn't like comics without being a nerd back
Not really, man. Not in the like
then,
mid late 80s. That was pretty nerdy to be
could
that
you?
old and still reading comics. Like,
Yeah, I forgot when it became cool to like stuff like that.
I mean, if you were in
And then
a
all the people that would bully you would talk about what nerds they were, and you'd be like, "Eh, don't think so, you little punk."
I mean, I guess if you were like enlisted and shipped overseas, you could like be older and read comics. That was fine.
Yeah,
Because that was
but
like,
that's because you were gonna get killed.
right, and it was like, you were getting a touch of home before you died. But, or I guess like if you worked in a gas station, you could read comics.
Gonna wind up working in a gas station.
Reading comics. But anyway, yeah. So, November 5th, man.
So buttons. What? Yeah, let's not talk about it. I'm really actively trying to not think about it, 'cause I will be miserable if I do.
Don't want to. You'll be miserable on my birthday?
Wait, it is your birthday? Is election day?
Remember the 5th of November.
Oh, I'm gonna do something for you this time.
See, I was trying to pull the switcheroo and get you all headed up about the politics and then spring my birthday around just to kind of like,
Oh yeah, well that's something to celebrate.
Not
I
really.
like that.
Not really. This is a milestone year, so I'm not real happy about it.
Is it? Today, this is the big year?
This is the half century mark, man.
Wow.
Like 23 years longer than I thought I'd be alive.
That's not true.
Oh yeah. But yeah, so I don't, I don't know. The problem is because it is on election day, it's kind of going to suck too.
Yeah,
Because
I guess so.
it's just going to be all tense and shit like.
Well, it's our job to make it not then, I guess.
Nah, I mean, it's going to be tense no matter what, really, man. So. But that's all right. I'll survive it.
You ever get like a text on your phone and then when you go to look at it, it's not there anymore?
Check your spam folder?
For texts?
I've got one, yeah, on Android.
Oh. I wonder how I can find that.
Usually I get a notification, though, that says, like, an incoming text was marked as spam. Do I want to check the spam folder? I'm not sure how that works on iOS, though.
Show recently deleted.
But yeah, especially this past month or so, well, past few months leading up to the election, I've been getting tons of like political texts and
Well, this
shit.
isn't that. This is, I just got a message from, oh, maybe he called. That's what that was. It was a voicemail. Sorry.
Well, that's a whole different thing then.
It is a whole different thing. So Joel keeps calling me, and because you were talking to me, I didn't want to answer yet.
I'm just picturing hearing his voice on my phone.
So it's weird because the voicemail transcribes it now, and I don't understand what it means. It says something mag rock in my and rock, so when they have celebrities on the Flintstones, so I want you to draw a picture of Tarantino in caveman clothes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They'd always add, like, rock and things to people's names, like, on the Flintstones. Okay. Like, I don't know. I'm trying, like, for some reason my brain keeps going to Rock Hudson, but they would call him Rock something else, you know. But if somebody else came on, like James Dean, it'd be like James Dean Rock or something, you know.
Oh, yeah, I remember. It's just, so you understood that. I didn't understand it. The sentence was...
I got the gist. He's wanting a cameo of... Who?
Tarantino.
A Tarantino cameo in the style of a cameo on the Flintstones. And he's going to call him something rock, like Tarantino Rock or Rockantino or something. That's what I would gather from the gist of that, yes.
Interesting. I need you to be my Hodgson translator.
I'm your Joel Whisperer.
The Joel Whisperer. Hey, guys.
That would
just
be
me, Joel, calling.
Joel in a Joel Whisperer would be such an ASMR thing.
Oh, wow, you just immediately fall asleep.
Pretty much.
That would be wild.
Works better than sleeping tablets.
Yeah, it's like I can't afford sleeping pills.
He doesn't have any.
There was news. See, I
news?
I haven't even been remembering to write things down. Like I keep saying.
Yeah, when's the last time we talked? Had I gone to Canada already?
That was about a month ago. No, you hadn't, because that was another time when I tried to get a hold of you, and you were like, "I'm busy."
Oh yeah, I was in Canada, so I went to go see our show get filmed.
Right, right.
And that was pretty cool.
Were they nice?
Everybody treated me like I was like somebody.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I met actors. I watched people acting. It was very weird.
I bet it is when you're seeing it raw.
Yeah.
Because it's not
I
even
hung
like...
out with the makeup crew for most of the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, makeup crew was my friends.
Did you bring me back a Canadian actress?
A Canadian actress?
Yeah.
Well, Melanie's married, so I couldn't bring her back.
Well.
And the little one, the Romy, the one who plays M... She could have definitely fit in my luggage, but I figured I'd get in trouble.
Oh, yeah, customs and all that.
Yeah.
I'm sure that can be a pain in the ass when you have to declare an actress.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, she probably might not have thought much of that either, so.
No, she wouldn't have liked it.
Sensible move, Mike, sensible move.
Yeah, but it was cool. It was cool. I know I'm glossing over it, but yeah, it was a pretty nice, it was very... anxiety inducing, but also very cool, and I really appreciated it, and it was very eye-opening.
Cool.
And Canada is nice to drive through.
I bet.
That part of Canada, because it's like basically North Maine.
Do you know how far into it they are?
Oh yeah, they're almost done.
Oh, sweet.
I mean, they'll be done this month. They'll be done at the end of the month.
Is it knowledge, public knowledge yet, how many episodes of first season is?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know if that's, is that something secret?
I don't know if that is secret.
Okay. Well, then I
mean, it's a whole season.
Then I won't ask. Well, yeah, but I mean, a season can be...
It's longer than a Marvel season.
A season can be 6 episodes, it can be 13 episodes, it can be 22, it could be 20.
Yeah, but I think there used to be like 22 episodes, but
that's when everybody was driving for syndication. Like you tried to get 22 a year, and but it seems like a lot, especially if it's on Sci-Fi or something like that. It seems like they go for like 13.
Yeah, it's more like that.
13 to 16, I think, usually.
Yeah.
Speaking of sci-fi shows, I was rewatching Z Nation. I'd never seen all of it. Like I'd stopped watching.
Z Nation, is that the one with Harold Perrineau in it?
Who?
He was. Walt on
on Lost.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I did.
Oh, wait, Walt was the kid, wasn't it?
Oh, that's right. It was Walt's father.
Yeah, what was Walt's father's name?
Walt's father?
Henry? Was it Henry?
I don't remember.
I don't know. They had pretty generic names.
I remember that because he's in the first episode, and I remember being surprised. Spoiler for a show that's from 2014, so a 10-year-old show. Spoiler, but he like gets killed off in the first episode,
Really?
and he was the only name that I
They
recognized. And
advertised it like it was his show.
maybe it was the second episode. No, I'm pretty sure it was the first episode he gets killed in.
He's in that new like Prime series From, which also seems like Lost.
I watched the first season of that a while back. He
Is it good?
it's not bad. It is Losty in that they keep just introducing mystery after mystery, and you know
Yeah.
they like kind of dangle it out in front of you and keep it going for a long time.
Yeah.
But I don't know how much, because I think it's in its third season now. So and I only saw the first, so I'm not really sure what's how it is now, but that first season wasn't bad. It had interesting stuff in it. It's very horror centric as opposed to
Yeah.
Lost just being sort of mystery kind of thing,
Yeah.
or fantastical mystery, I guess you'd call it. But I enjoyed that though. But yeah, I remember being surprised at that Z Nation because I was like, damn, they're gonna kill off the only person I recognize. Like,
Yeah.
you don't
Well,
normally.
he was the guy that got you to watch the show, which is weird to think about.
I also forgot that this was an Asylum main show.
It
Yeah, which, having said that, it's not a terrible show.
is. That amazes me, actually.
I mean, occasionally, and I've seen occasional.
It's like them using their powers for good instead of evil.
I guess, I mean, they were still just ripping off Walking Dead, but which
Oh,
is their
yeah.
MO, you know? I mean, just to rip off something
Yeah.
popular. But it actually
Yeah.
seemed like they were trying harder with this one.
Yeah, I remember them like really hyping that up. That makes sense because it came out around the same time as Sharknado.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So Asylum was basically running sci-fi, it seems like. So if it's not Canadian, it's Asylum.
Maybe
That pretty much does describe all of their content.
is Asylum might be Canadian for all I know, because
I think they're in California.
I think a lot of the cast of this Z thing is Canadian. A lot of the,
Oh,
like,
well,
maybe
maybe.
not the main cast,
Maybe.
not the main cast, but like the supporting cast.
Yeah.
I think a
I
lot of
know a
them are
lot of their
Canadian.
stuff. We've talked about it a lot, that most of the stuff they make is Canadian. And I mean, our show is definitely that.
Which I mean, that's fine. They get credits and crap like that to film up there, and
Yeah.
I guess, it gives Canadian actors work. You know,
Yeah.
I remember watching this show in its original run. Like, I stopped sometime in the middle of season three, and I don't remember why. I think I just forgot to watch it, and then kept forgetting to watch it. And it went to another, like, I think it had a fifth. It's got 5 seasons. Yeah, I'm in season four now, so this is all like new territory for me for that show. But it's like, yeah, I mean, it's weird. It's comedy-ish. It's not like a straight horror, so it's not like all slow, tense pace like Walking Dead was. There's a lot of like comedy and shit in it.
Good, 'cause that was something. Yeah, I mean, Walking Dead is that's sort of the thing that brings you into it, but it wears off.
It was just like, I mean, yeah, the
I'd
show.
say 24 issues was about my limit for that, just that oppressive. And I read way more than that.
Yeah, the show and
And
the
I was
comic
just
are
like, this
both.
is too much.
I didn't like the pacing of either one of them. I didn't like there wasn't any.
Oh, I'm not even talking about the show. I'm talking about the
Oh no,
comic.
I'm talking about both of them, because that's
No.
when I started watching the show. I'm like, God damn, this is just the same as the comic. Like, it takes forever to
I
get
kind of
anywhere.
appreciate it.
Like,
Well, that wasn't something that was, I mean, that was still relatively new to be faithful to the source material.
oh yeah, I mean, it didn't suit me, you know.
Yeah.
Because I guess if I would have really, really liked the comic, the show being so faithful to it would have been great.
Yeah.
But I like you said, I mean, after X amount of issues of the comic, I stopped reading it because I'm like, this
Yeah.
just takes forever and it ain't going anywhere.
Yeah,
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
and at that point, I think I wasn't even reading issues. I was buying it by the trade,
Yeah.
and catching
I
up.
mean, if the goal was to make you feel like you were in a world where all of your friends are going to die,
With a
then they They did a good job.
With a secondary goal of making you feel like you were living it all in real time.
Yeah. Just oppressive.
Like, you know.
That's how I describe it. It's oppressive. That comic and that show is just oppressive.
Pretty much, yeah. And I don't, again...
If you replace misery and just depression with comic book continuity, then you can just say that about Invincible too. Because Invincible is just like the whole point of that is comic book continuity. I feel like that's pretty much all it is, because it's just like, let's put so many storylines over so many years that you won't even it's kind of, I like it. I liked it more than Walking Dead, but just the comic book continuity in itself can be oppressive.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I'd never read Invincible and I've never watched the cartoon, so I don't know.
Like, I don't have anything
really to say about them.
Like, yeah. I watched the first episode. I really liked the comic, but also like Walking Dead, there was just too much of it.
I just remember.
I would rather read it, though.
Oh, Invincible.
Just because there was humor in it. And there were people that you liked. They probably were going to die as well, because he kills everybody in that comic, too. But, yeah.
What happened to Kirkman? He used to do goofy stuff, like the Battle Pope and stuff.
He still does goofy stuff.
Like, did somebody, like, kill his dog or something?
Oh, I don't know.
I
don't know.
But that's the thing about, yeah, like Z Nation. It's goofy, and it is. I mean, I'm trying to think of how it's actually, the production values aren't bad on it. Like, you'd think they'd skip out.
It looked like it. It looked like it, which is something different from them. But they do know how. I mean, as from what I've seen, it's all about the budget. And if they can make something cheap, then a TV show is all for them. They're probably going to make it look pretty good.
Yeah. Like, there was an episode, they had the obligatory episode that had, like, a Donald Trump clone in it.
Oh, yeah.
And they kept making fun of his hands and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But then there was another episode that I just watched yesterday at some point, but it was, it had juggalos in it. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. It was post-apocalyptic zombie juggalos. Except they weren't zombies, but they were calling themselves Zuggalos. So, that was kind of goofy. And they had, like, a rap battle with one of the main characters.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, it was pretty dumb. But, and it's got some just, like, weird shit that goes on in it. Like, possibly alien stuff and maybe not alien stuff and some sort of weird mind program thing. I don't know. It's hard to explain unless you watch it. But, yeah, it's not terrible. Terrible show. But I think my point in bringing that up was that, it's short seasons, too. They go with, like, 13 episodes, 15, 16, something like that, you know. And I guess I like the idea of short seasons because I feel like that keeps the story tighter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rather than trying to, you know, pad it out for a 22 episode season when you really don't have the material for it or something. Like, that's, I've had that happen when I'm watching shows a bunch where it's just like, that's just too much and it gets real thin in spots, you know?
Sure, yeah.
There was something I was watching. Oh, I watched. There was a show called Lovecraft Country from 2020, I think it was. Yeah, it came out in like 2020, and it was like, it was sort of like in the Lovecraft mythos, but taking everything from a black person in the 1950s standpoint.
Oh, yeah, the HBO show.
Yeah.
That was really good.
It came up on, what did I watch it on, Tubi? I guess Tubi.
Yeah, that's really, it was on Tubi?
I think so, yeah. It was either Tubi or Amazon.
That was a really good show.
And I enjoyed it, but I thought the pacing on that show was a little weird, too.
It's off. It's weird. It, like, it takes weird tangents.
Yeah.
It's still good.
It's like, I understand, like, the tangent when he was over in Korea. with the.
Sean says that the reason is because the book is a bunch of short stories.
Oh, I guess that makes sense. Yeah, it doesn't
But
necessarily.
yes, it's very cool. I really do like that show.
Yeah, I enjoyed that too, and it was it got me to look some stuff up too, because I never really knew that much about Tulsa.
Yeah, well, that's the right. I think I kind of learned all that stuff from the Watchmen show.
Yeah, when I looked it up, and I was like, "Holy shit! How come that's not a bigger deal still?" Like,
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah, exactly.
why wasn't I taught that in school? You know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of things like that. And especially like where I'm from, you know,
I guess
they
not,
weren't
yeah.
gonna tell you that.
I mean, I thought the same thing after I read "Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee" too.
Yeah.
Like why didn't I know about this when I was a kid? You know, like, because it looks bad for us. That's why, obviously.
Well, even a lot of the stuff, they'll just put a spin on it, like, you know, we were in the right or something like that. I hate saying we, but
Well,
they.
white
You know
folks
what I
or
mean?
whites, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I do understand Tulsa was covered up for a long time too.
Yeah,
I
that
mean,
definitely doesn't look good for anybody.
so I mean, yeah. So I mean, I guess that's why it didn't make national news, because like the local government and authorities were hardcore
Yeah.
covering it up and shit. But dude, I
And
mean,
that makes you look worse.
there were people in fucking airplanes bombing and shit. Like, you know,
Yeah.
that's fucked up, dude. Like, and all
It
over
is.
fucking nothing. Like,
I mean, yeah, there's not
I don't. I'm just.
think of a time in history where you destroy a population because they're doing okay.
Right.
I mean,
We can't have that, right? I mean,
that's
you
insane.
know,
Yeah.
you're doing well for yourself. That's not a good thing.
Yeah.
That's yeah. I mean, there's
It
more to it
seems
than
weird
just
to
that,
laugh
but.
at too, but it's just so
Well,
absurd,
this
you
is
know.
me like nervous laughing, really.
Yeah, it's nervous
You
laughing,
know.
right?
But weird thing was, is okay. So I've been reading P.G. Woodhouse, like the Jeeves and Wooster books, and I ran into one of those where, remember I've talked about this in the past, where like when I'm reading really old stuff, sometimes I run into stuff that's like culturally fucked up. I mean, from my standpoint today, like when you're reading Great Gatsby, there's a sequence in there where somebody's talking about like the benefits of slavery and crap like that, you know. And in this one, there was a like, okay, so in this particular story, the rich guy Wooster decided to, what was he playing? Like a some sort of band, some combination of a mandolin and a banjo, mandolily or banjo, banjolin or something like that.
Banjolin.
And he goes to this place where there are, I guess, American black musicians, and he wants to see them play so he can pick up tips on how to play the banjo. So him and basically two or three other of like the more wealthy people all keep using the N-word in reference to him and
Right.
calling them N-word minstrels, right? And I suspect that there was a point trying to be made here, because then the butler, Jeeves, who's real proper and stuff like that, he kept referring to them as Negroes. Where, like, all the younger, richer people kept slurring them, essentially. And I totally get it. I mean, you run into the same thing, like, if you're reading, like, I mean, shit, what's his name? You know, Huck Finn and stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
And I get it. In context, it wasn't a big deal when it came out. At least not to a certain part of the population, it would have been a big deal. And even if I would have read that when I was a kid, like back in the 80s, I heard that word frequently enough in like daily language
Yeah,
that it
same.
probably wouldn't have made an impression on me, you know?
Well, no, I never. So here's the thing. So you know, where I grew up, it was definitely something I heard every day.
Sure.
And but from an early age, my mother taught me an aversion to that.
Well, what I'm
So
saying is,
to the point where when I did hear like people I know saying. I was like, what's wrong with everybody? Why are they doing that?
Yeah, I see that. I mean, it's not a word I used when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I say that, but I probably did in anger once or twice. Mm. It's not a word I would have normally used, but if I would have seen it in writing, because I heard it so frequently, I would have just been like, it's right there, it's what it is, you know, like, no big deal. But, like, I guess I've become more sensitive to that, given culture has changed a lot, especially my personal culture, because I don't frequent people that would say that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I while I'm reading this, every time it pop up, I wince, you know? Like,
yeah.
And then, tying that in, that was right around the same time I was watching the Lovecraft Country, and I'm looking up stuff about, like, Tulsa and shit, and like, God, that sucks, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But that's just one of those, yeah, it's a cultural thing and a context thing, I guess, you know? Those books are kind of weird. I don't think anybody was ever meant to read them, like, in a binge.
Mm-hmm.
Because they get really repetitive. And even though they were spread out, like, the first one was published in 1929, I want to say. Something like that. 1929, I think. And he was still writing them into the 60s.
Mm.
Even the later ones, even though he would throw in references to current things, like World War II and stuff like that, mm-hmm. it still seemed like it was back in the 20s.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, they're definitely strange books, but they are funny for the most part. Like, I've laughed out loud at stuff, and I don't normally laugh out loud when I'm just reading things. Like, because they're so ridiculous. Like, absurd. They're absurd novels, I guess.
I do like absurdity. It's one of my favorite things.
I remember Jenny was really into the TV show from the early 90s.
Right, I do. That's the only way I know that name is the TV show. I never saw it, but
I think I watched an episode or two of it with her. Mm. But I don't really remember. I just remember it was House was in it.
Yes, I do remember he was on it, too.
He was the rich guy, Wooster. And it was Stephen Fry, I think, played Jeeves, the butler.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really all I remember about the show. But yeah, so. Another thing that's weird, and I've talked about this before when reading stuff that's old, because, you know, you figure, yeah, this is like 100 years old at this point, at least at the beginning. The language is kind of strange. Like, And it doesn't help that there's a lot of, like, British slang in it that I don't recognize.
You say that a lot about books that you read.
Old books.
You always get into something that where the language is so vastly different.
And it's, yeah, and part of it is, I think, especially with Wooster, is he's supposed to be, like, you know, mid-20s or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's hanging out with the young and fun crowd and stuff, so he uses a lot of slang.
Mm.
But it's like, you know, 20s slang and stuff. So, like, what the hell's 23 Skidoo? I don't know, you know? Like, I mean, that he doesn't actually ever say that, but there's stuff like that, you know? And I'm just like, I've had to look up so many words and things, because even if they were words I recognized, the context he was using them in, I'm like...
You had to learn?
I had to learn, Mike. That's hard.
Learning is hard, yes. I can attest to this.
I mean, you know, learning's hard.
Learning is hard. I don't like it, but I do it.
Yeah. I think I might learn to play the clarinet.
Really?
I just remembered, I read a story, I was reading a story about Artie Shaw, who was a big band guy.
Mm-hmm.
From, like, I think his first thing was 39?
Mm-hmm.
And then he just performed from then into, like, the 50s, maybe early 60s, and then he just stopped playing. Like, he was still making money and had a name and was, you know... Of course, he was also, like, kind of notorious in Hollywood for, like, marrying big-name actresses and being kind of like a playboy kind of thing. But, yeah, it was just weird, because, like, he was a clarinetist, a band leader, wrote a lot of stuff, arranged a lot of stuff, was doing pretty well, and then he just stopped and, like... He didn't even play his clarinet anymore. Like, start writing books and stuff instead.
Motherfucker.
And, I mean, apparently...
How dare he?
he had some sort of like inferiority complexy thing that led to him resenting his success. The way or like the story I was reading put it anyway. But it that triggered a memory that some time ago I found it cheap at like the thrift store or something like that. I had actually bought a clarinet. I must have paid like $10 for it or something. It was a student clarinet. And so I dug that out and I'm like, oh, all the pieces are here, all the pads look good. You know, I should actually sit down and maybe learn how to play this.
You gonna be like Jan Van Halen?
I don't know who that is.
That's Eddie and Alex's dad. He was a jazz musician. He played clarinet.
Oh, cool. Well, yes, then maybe I will be like Jan Van Halen. I will be Crank Van Halen.
He plays the clarinet on Big Bad Bill as Sweet William now on Diver Down.
Does he?
Yep.
It's always good to have a musician for in the family. You know?
Yep.
Especially if you also are a musician.
Yes. I don't think they would have had any trouble finding a clarinet player for their... I'm guessing it was just because they were like, hey, Dad's here.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, you want to blow your reed? I don't know what the terminology for that stuff is.
Which, speaking of which, my father-in-law plays clarinet as well.
Well, then
he has been known to pull out the clarinet at an odd church service or two.
And start laying down some jazz?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. It's farmland churches, I guess.
I didn't realize farmland churches were so jazzy.
I didn't know they even like music.
Of course they like music. Aren't they all Baptists?
Well, yeah, I guess, yeah. But I don't know. So when I think of farmland, I think of my family, which were a lot of Pentecostals, and they don't dig on the music a lot.
Oh, okay.
I think music can be... What?
I was going to say, I think Methodists like music.
I think most people do. I think it's just the crazy snake handlers that think it's evil. Oh, but of course, they mess with snakes. So
I mean, probably the music upsets the snakes, and you don't want to upset the snakes.
That's what it is. It's like you're not playing the stuff that lulls them into a trance.
You need a clarinetist if you got snakes.
You do need a clarinet. That's why. I mean, that's why he plays clarinet. It's for the snakes.
Yeah, I mean, how are you supposed to charm the adder?
Right? Oh my gosh. I'm going to bring a snake next time. Hey, Paul, guess what? Just throw it at him. He's like, I don't have my clarinet in here.
Just make sure it's like a garter snake or something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm not going to pick up a real snake.
Oh, okay. A fake snake is what you're saying.
I'm not scared of them. I just don't like them.
I don't like
I'm not scared of them the way I am a spider. If I see a spider, I'm like going to another room.
They don't. Okay, so snakes don't freak me out, but I tend not to handle them because I've been bit by snakes. And I don't
never,
like...
Never been bit by a snake.
I don't like the feeling of... I've never been bit by a poisonous snake, but I've been bit by, like, smaller snakes I've handled. And I just don't like getting bit in the hand by things, you know? Or in the arm, or whatever.
What an unusual stance to take on something.
That one time when, like, 20 of them latched themselves onto my face, that was terrible.
You don't like being bitten by things, huh?
Ordinarily, no, I don't. No.
That's unusual. Most people do.
Being bitten by things, like I, so like just them being cold-blooded lizardy things doesn't bother me. It's the teeth. Because like, you know, those little lizards that don't have any teeth, they just got those nubs because they're vegetarians or they eat insects or whatever. Like they can't really bite you. Their defense is to, like to pee on you or something, you know.
All right, yeah. Lizard pee.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, that's not pleasant.
I don't know if that's a defense as much as it is just a thing they do when they're scared.
A reaction?
Yeah, it's a reaction. It's like, hey, somebody, a big guy is trying to...
Reptiles get some weird-ass defenses. I mean, they lose tails and shit, you know? Like.
True.
I mean, that's a...
I do, too.
That's a weird-ass defense, you know?
Yeah.
Look, I'll shed my tail and leave it squiggling on the ground while I run away. Which,
if you scare me, my leg will fall off.
I don't believe that's true.
Do Did you sit there and think about it?
I had to think about that for a minute.
You were going back in your brain trying to remember if something like that ever happened while you were up here.
I mean, I've seen you legless.
I don't remember his leg ever falling off.
I've seen you legless in the sense that you were drunk.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But I've never seen you lose a leg, so.
Yeah.
I will take that as a euphemism.
Yeah, that's fine.
Anyway.
Anyway.
So, I don't know. I think we're like at an hour-ish.
We are. We don't have any email, though. So.
That's fine. People probably don't even know we're still doing the show.
Well, Captain Colin was over here. Like, I had dinner with him.
Oh, how's that?
That's fine. He was going to a Battlestar Galactica convention.
That's right. I think he mentioned that in last time.
So I gave him my official Battlestar Galactica jacket.
That's right. You said you were going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a hit?
Yes, and it fit. I was freaked out because that thing was big for me when I was heavier. I was like, was I just drunk when I tried it on or something? So,
I mean, if I had a Battlestar Galactica jacket, I'd be wearing it as a regular thing.
I'm sure he will.
Because, you know, that's a pretty cool design for a jacket.
It is a pretty cool design for a jacket.
I think it still holds up today, even though it was done back in the 70s.
It still does.
Which is a really good mark, or a mark of good design. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. You got the. I remember thinking you were thinking that you might not be able to cross paths with him because of the time.
Yeah, because I was heading out to Memphis the next day, so
right.
It was a tight weekend, but worked out.
Did you go down there by yourself, or did Julie go with you?
By myself. Julie didn't want to go.
I bet if Julie would have went, you wouldn't have forgotten your clothes.
Probably.
Yeah. She would have asked you at some point.
Like, but now I have this sweet ass high school coach outfit because that's the only kind of shirt that doesn't have like Jack Skellington on it at Walmart. It's like all like bad company too. By the way, I was like, when's the last time you could get a Bad Company T-shirt?
The band?
The band? Yes.
Wow, really?
The West Memphis, Arkansas will hook you up for Bad Company t-shirts.
Like Paul Rogers era or that other guy?
I don't know. It didn't say it on the shirt. It didn't say, no, not Paul Rogers, the other guy.
It's probably the other guy.
Yeah, probably, you know. Not the one everybody remembers, the other guy.
Probably. Guy from like Desolation Angels and stuff.
Yeah, nobody even knows what that is. Like people who are into Bad Company don't even know that.
Or what was that, Smoke and Water or something like that? I can't remember. It's been a long time since I've heard Bad Company. Actually,
you're listening to the wrong stations. Then
I mean, there's a couple of Bad Company songs I probably don't ever need to hear again.
Mm-hmm. Like all of them.
No, not all of them, but like the song Bad Company. I probably don't ever need to hear that again.
Bad Company, to the day I die.
Yeah, I probably don't need to hear that one again.
Bad Company.
It's because like, there are certain songs that when you're growing up, you've heard on the radio and in pool halls and whatever so damn much that you're like...
Always you in the pool halls.
What?
It's like you, speaking of 20s, it's like you grew up in the 20s.
I had an old...
Yeah, see, I used to hang out at a pool hall.
I had an old man grandpa that babysat me summers. I spent a lot of time in pool halls when I was a kid, man. Well, not pool halls, they were actually like clubs. Like,
is that while his wife was out in the woods doing ceremonies?
His wife was dead.
Was that different grandma?
This was a different grandpa. His wife was dead.
No.
But no,
your grandmother was Agatha.
He was part of like clubs like the American Legion and Eagles and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he was in the Eagles?
No, the club, the Fraternal Order of Eagles.
I've never heard of that before.
It's like I don't know what the requirements for membership are now, but it used to be like...
Is that like the Mooses?
It's basically just a club, like a bar.
Yeah.
Kind of club.
Isn't that
thing.
What a Moose Lodge is?
I don't know. Don't know. They do things though, right? Like benefits and events and stuff.
I don't know.
This was just like a thing where you had to have been in the military at some point and whatever.
Oh, so he was just like a.
It was like the foreign or the not the foreign.
The American Legion.
Like the American Legion and
yeah, yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
So he was a member of several different of these kind of clubs because we had them in the locality, you know.
Yeah.
And so like when he would babysit me when I was a kid in the summers, he'd take me around all these bars with him and stuff. And there was always pool halls or pool tables in the bars, you know. So
he'd have you hustle for him.
No, but I did have to get a chair to be able to shoot because I was too short to see over the edge of the table.
What an interesting life you've lived.
Not really. It was just, you know, it was what it was, I guess.
What were your parents doing at this time? What were they doing? Were they at work?
Working.
Oh, okay.
Both my parents worked, you know.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, I mean, my point is, though, is that I've heard some, like, it's not even that I hate Lynyrd Skynyrd. I just don't want to hear Freebird ever again in my life.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are like that.
Or, it's not that I hate Garth Brooks, but goddamn, I want to smack somebody when I hear Thunder Rolls.
Hmm. What a, yeah. I haven't thought of him in probably decades. That's weird.
I just, when that song was popular, it was on all over the goddamn place, you know?
Yeah.
I heard a weird, man, grocery stores are getting weird, speaking of music. Like the, at least Kroger around here.
Mm-hmm.
The music that they play overhead, which isn't like music anymore. They play like Ramones and shit, you know?
Yeah, because that's old people music now.
And I even heard, I heard something that was from the 2000s. I can't remember what the song was.
Mm.
But it was from the 2000s. I'm like, this is on a Kroger's radio?
Like, Detachable Penis?
Was it? No. What was it, what?
Come to Daddy by Aphex Twin.
I don't think it was, no. But it was something electronic-y dancey.
It was Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, that wouldn't surprise me. Like, if I go strolling into Kroger's, I'm walking down, like, the milk aisle, and I hear, like, fuck you like an animal.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be surprised. Like,
yeah. I mean, it's coming.
Of course it is.
All right, I'm done. I gotta call Joel back.
All right, well, you know, give him a hug for me. A verbal hug.
Okay, over the phone, yeah, all right.
Tell him his whisperer says hello.
Yeah, okay. He's like, my what?
Yeah, probably. All right, well, you can register at crankcast.net, crankcast.com, crankcast@gmail.com, Mike's website is IHateMike.com, you can go to BattlePug.com and read old BattlePug stuff. You got any more cons coming up here, Mike?
No, no that more, is it.
No more cons for Mike.
No.
We'll see you all soon. Or something.
Love.
Bye.
Bye.